What's like, I want to, like, you're kind of like doing like private passwordy stuff, but I'm like really fascinated with what's going on. Yeah, so I'm like trying not to look, but I'm like, what's going on you. On this screen right now?
I can explain it to you. So yeah, I have a vault that saves all of my passwords so that I can like copy and paste them into things. And so I don't actually have to memorize the password.
But so how do you, but then you have one password to get the vault.
Yeah.
That one's important to.
Yeah.
Does that one go on a scrap of paper?
No.
There's like a gateway to the gateway. Like how, you know what I mean? You could get to a point where it's infinite password.
I just remember it, but wait, why is it not letting me?
I wish you were going into your bag for like a key now, like a literal physical key.
Yeah,
what?
Just like jam a key.
If you were just going, yeah, you were going to your bag for a literal key.
A giant skeleton key.
Okay.
Francesca, I feel like you'll appreciate this. I got a new notebook, and I'm numbering the pages so I can do an index at the front of it.
Oh, like a bullet journal.
A little like a light bullet journal.
Yeah. Okay, I'm into it. Not my journal process, but I.
What is your journal process?
I just like write whatever. Like I don't have like a coded system or something.
That's so fascinating to me though, because and here we are. Now we're talking about email. Looking at your email, I would have thought you were because you're
so
super color coded.
Yeah, I mean my journal's colorful, but it's not like I don't need a key. Like no one else is looking at it, and I don't need to like look for things in it. Like
right.
I just write things in it. But my inbox is organized because I need to find things, and I need to be able to look at it and know what I should respond to. And when.
So are you a paper to-do list person or no?
No.
What's like, your to-do list system?
I have a to-do list on my phone. And I do write things down that I want to do in my journal, but they're not like timely. They're just more like life accomplishments. Not like I need to do this tomorrow. But I have in my phone, I set alerts for everything and I'm really obsessed with my calendar.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guest digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for Comedy Gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is writer, actress, producer, author, Francesca Ramsey.
Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, I love that.
Those are air horns.
Now, Francesca, this will air later, but it is very funny that we're doing this now because you just went viral with a little tweet about inboxes.
I did. I'm always making people upset or inspired simultaneously on the social meds, and that's what I have done recently on the Twitter.
This is so funny, but mostly people were happy about this, which like...
I mean, yes and no. Here's the thing. I made a tweet that said to the effect of, I don't know who needs to hear this, but
You want me to read it?
Oh, yes. A dramatic reading.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but there's no reason for you to have 1,000 unread emails in your inbox, half of which are spam from 5 years ago. Next line. Space. Hard return. Take 10 minutes a day to mass delete, unsubscribe, filter, and respond as needed. Consider it spring cleaning. You can do this.
I mean, no lies detected. I just got a lot of people that were like, how dare you? Like, you know, tongue in cheek, but then other people that were like, 1,000? I have 30,000. And like screenshotting their notifications for me. And then people yelling. And then people telling me about, you know, all the struggles that have kept them from reading their email.
Wow.
And I was just like, I did not sign up for this.
But like, I was looking at these and I feel like your process in responding is a very empathetic first response, and then a very tired every response after that if it keeps going.
Well, I mean, to my credit, I went into like a deep dive thread with all my tips and tricks for organizing your inbox. So it wasn't coming from a place of you're the worst. And I also qualified by saying, I don't know who needs this. So maybe you don't need this. So you can move along. But some people, again, they felt very singled out. And I don't even know those hoes. So, like, why are you take it or leave it?
Yeah, it felt very much like a take it or leave it kind of thing.
Yeah.
I guess people take email personally. But it did not feel like the kind of thing where a person's personhood.
No, I wasn't saying anything about your character. I just think you can do better.
I also think most people.
Okay, well, then when you say it like that, though, When you say like that,
no,
that
no, but that's encouraging. Like, you can do better. Yeah, like, that, I believe in
that
you.
That second delivery sounded more.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
the first one was. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of emails, though, we'll have plenty of time to talk about your email inbox. Mm. But let's start with generating a new one.
Ooh.
This first segment is called Email Roulette.
Email Roulette.
And here's what's going to happen. Francesca, we want you to think about a person from your past you don't want to email. Leave out identifying information, but let Matt and I know enough context because we're going to write that email for you.
Oh, great.
An email you don't want to send. Mm. At the end of the show, if you get a trivia question wrong, you're sending it.
Okay.
All right. So tell us, do you have a person in mind?
I do.
Tell us a little bit about that person.
Well, I can tell you that I worked for them.
Okay.
And I say worked loosely because they were not good at their job.
Great.
They are very wealthy, which is partly why they are not good at their job. Because they never had a job before.
Okay. So this job was not a source of wealth. It's not like they got paid a lot to do
no,
what they
no,
were
no.
doing.
This is the type of rich person situation where they are so rich and so lazy that instead of getting a job, they start their own company.
Yes.
Because they're just like, I know what I'll do. I'll just take my parents' money and start a business that I have no business starting.
How did you end up working for them?
I had recently moved to New York and I was looking for work. This is when I was a graphic designer, so this was a long ago past life, and a friend of a friend introduced me to them.
Great.
How did things end between you and this company?
Badly.
Okay.
This person would regularly go on benders and just not show up to work.
Oh.
So like we would be at work with no supervision. we weren't getting paid because they just would like disappear.
What sort of thing did this company do?
It was a media company.
Of course it was.
Mm-hmm. It was
that narrows it down.
Print media. I mean, they don't exist anymore.
Wait, stop. What do you mean print media?
Yeah, exactly. Like they
posters?
No, they were supposed. It was supposed to be a magazine. And when I started there, it was a quarterly magazine. And by the time I left, it just never came out.
There was never an edition?
There was a bunch of editions before I got there, and then we were working on one, and then they kept changing the timeline and being like, well, maybe we'll be a biannual, and then and then maybe we'll just be a never.
Right. Oh, people love biannual magazines.
I know. Like who wants to buy just like a big, thick magazine with a bunch of outdated material from 6 months ago?
How long did you work for her? I assumed her. That's
person,
not right.
No, we're just going to say it's a person, so you don't know their gender. I was there 9 months.
Wow.
Yeah, I did get paid sometimes. Just by the end, I didn't
so
get paid.
Was there like a mass quitting event because people weren't getting paid?
Yeah, people just stopped coming to work.
So you quit?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like trickled out in that I spent a lot of time there looking for other jobs because they had Wi-Fi. And
right.
This was a time in my life where my Wi-Fi signal was not very strong at home.
Got it.
So I had a place to go and use their computer and eat their snacks and look for jobs.
Collected some sporadic checks.
Yes.
Here and there.
Yes.
Wait, so the paychecks were not clearing, but there were snacks?
Oh, yeah, there were snacks. I mean, I don't know if they were, you know, fresh, but they were there.
What kind of snacks do you remember?
Like dried fruit. So dried fruit you can eat forever, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dried fruit, coffee, sodas.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Matt, have we generated an invoice before?
We have, and it's been a while, though. I was thinking invoice, too, though.
Yeah.
I was absolutely thinking we need to invoice.
Great.
Yeah.
For all of the misery that this person caused me and stress.
Yeah, we did one invoice, I think, during the first season.
I don't listen to the show.
But you mentioned that. So that's why I do it. It's quality control.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do an invoice.
Okay, great. Should we do it in a Google Doc? Or do it? No, let's do it in the body of this email.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. Okay, great. So let's start with a tab, 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 tab.
Mm-hmm. Does this have a subject line?
Oh, no. What's the subject?
Please remit payment.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Leave it. When we do typos.
Oh, great.
So remit and payment is one word. Please remit payment.
Yes.
And there's also no A in payment.
Yeah.
Please remit payment.
Yeah, well, that's actually kind of ironic because this media publication, the title had no vowels in it because, you know, it was cool. And it was 2009.
Okay, stop. You've got to take out
all the vowels.
All the vowels in the subject line. You have to.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to. PLSE.
Oh, no, well, that makes sense.
E is a vowel.
No, that checks out. E is a vowel.
E is a vowel.
Please, Pulis. remit.
Oh, so RMT still kind of reads as remit.
No, I think that's this is the idea behind taking out vowels is you, they're a luxury item.
Do you guys know the other thing about like if you change the order of the letters in a word, you can still read it really easily?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, try it. We'll try that later.
Oh, God.
Oh, can you not tab on an email?
Those are keyboard shortcuts.
Yeah, tab
man.
Takes you down to the bottom.
What are you
space,
asking
space,
me
space.
To do?
Hold down the space bar for a while.
Hold down the space bar. Oh, like to
she wants
center?
To center the yes. invoice.
Sis, why don't I just go into the little email?
Smart.
You know what I mean?
The center. The...
And this okay, great. Is a graphic designer.
We need a real scripty font here. Like we need to get into for the invoice header.
Comic Sans.
No, not Comic Sans, please. Like, that will really...
Comic Sans' biggest size for
There's
invoice.
There's really... Oh, okay, fine.
It's just for the invoice.
And the T's make that bigger. Mm-mm. Like, huge.
Okay.
Just for invoice.
Great.
And then just write the word invoice.
Oh, my God. This is so ugly.
Yes. Great. Cool. And now go back to regular email. And my instinct is, Matt, to not actually generate a traditional invoice.
Okay.
Please remit payment. At your earliest convenience.
Oh, I always spell convenience wrong.
Damn, you did it right.
I crushed it.
Yep. For the following services.
For the...
You really need to stop hitting backspace when you mess up and just roll with it.
I can't. Just plow ahead. I can't. I'm too type A.
Okay, great. Matt, what are some of the tasks?
I want to deduct for snacks eaten at the end.
Mm. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Great. Matt, you know how to pocket a joke.
Okay. Well, I had to get that one out there.
Okay.
Following services, graphic design.
Yes.
And then how much
print
would you
media.
Say?
Okay, we need a price for that.
Yeah, we need to itemize. How much would you say your graphic design was worth?
Ooh, I think I was getting $25 an hour.
Okay.
So, and I maybe worked 30
so
hours.
So put in 25-ish an hour.
Okay.
Plus 30-ish hours a week.
Plus 30-ish hours a week.
Plus, how many weeks do we think you didn't get paid?
Ooh, I'm going to say like 4.
So, right, I'm going to say 4 weeks.
Plus, I'm going to say 4 weeks?
Yeah, let's do plus, I'm going to say 4 weeks, even though that math doesn't make sense.
Equals.
Ask me to do math, you guys.
Okay, well, but here's what's going to happen, Francesca. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm going to say, Matt, really quickly, off the top of your head, what number do you think this all adds up to?
So we're talking 4 weeks?
Go, like, just go first.
2,500.
Equals 2,500 total?
Because it's just for 4 weeks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm, sure.
It's like 600-ish times 4. I'm a little short, but it's close enough.
Okay, well, that's great.
Great.
Okay. I thought you were really, really off, so that's on me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, can we put in print media,
item?
Yeah.
Line item.
And then how much do we think print media is worth, just as an institution?
Right now?
Yeah.
Not much.
What do we think, Matt?
$100.
Right. Oh, okay.
Just a flat rate, $100.
Okay.
Great. Okay, and then next line minus snacks consumed.
And then can we indent from there with dried fruit?
Yeah. And then underneath an indent. I think you mean dried fruit, but we are 100%. We are 100% keeping the sentence.
I'm going to add dried snacks slash fruit.
Great. Okay. How much do we think that stuff is worth? $25?
$25 times 4-ish bags.
4-ish bags.
Great. Equals $150.
That's insane. Okay.
Yep.
Just intentionally getting wrong.
Yes, 100%. Great.
Okay, it's 4-ish. That's why.
Yeah,
that's
true. That's
exactly.
True.
Great. And then next line, Wi-Fi. Dash included. Great. And then, Matt, what do we think this total is?
Wi-Fi included?
Yeah.
Oh, Wi-Fi included. Put a number and then let's strike through it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So put how much it would have been, and then we'll strike through that.
So like how much your monthly Wi-Fi bill
like
is?
Like $150
times.
How many months? Nine months.
9 months.
Yeah.
Equals $950.
And then strike through that whole portion.
Yes. Great. Everything except included.
Yeah.
No, so keep included.
Okay.
Yeah, just the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2,500 plus 100. We're not going to get this right, but let's figure out how to get it wrong.
Right. It's 2,600 minus 150.
That feels like...
I'm just letting you guys do this math.
2,350.
2,350.
It's not right, but that was my best first guess.
2,350 is way off.
Great. Cool.
I'm bolding this total.
And please...
You have to.
Just so that he sees it.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Matt, do we need an ending?
Yeah, we need an ending. Mm. Just okay. The very fact that you asked makes you feel unfinished.
Okay. So keep it right justified.
Please remit at your earliest convenience for the following services. I think we need to do some sort of repeating of that, or just repeating,
just
rephrasing.
Say that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing for the preceding services.
Then I think please remit within 90 days.
Please remit 90. Yes, yes. Yeah. There's no way. Which is perfect.
D-Y-S.
That's perfect.
Okay, excellent. Now we're going to set that aside. And we'll come back to it later.
Great.
This was beautiful. Beautiful and efficient.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Francesca.
Yes.
What's in the drafts?
Oh, what's in the box?
There might only be four?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, there's only, there's, should I just tell you what these things are?
Yes.
This is like a pitch for a joke from 2017 that I just never.
Would this have been a tweet or just like a joke you'd said at a party?
I think it was just something I said that I thought was funny, and then I just saved it as a draft.
How do you feel about it now?
I will tell you what it says. It says, hanging up your diploma in your office is like hanging up your birth certificate in your bedroom. Yeah.
That's interesting. How do you get there?
It's an interesting thought. I don't know. Totally. I would say they're actually not. I would say I don't know.
Well, to me, I felt like it was only because, like, why the fuck do you need to hang up your diploma? Like, okay, you did it. Like, you did it. And, like, the office is where you work.
I follow this logic.
Okay, cool. But, like, I don't have a bed, like, my birth certificate in my bedroom. Like, okay, yeah, I was born. Like, I don't need that accomplishment.
Right. I actually think it's flawless logic, because it's how did you get here? Your office, how you got there is you got a diploma.
Yeah.
How'd you get to your bedroom?
You were born.
Yeah.
That piece I totally agree with. I think that's a very interesting point. I think it feels like, again, from your tone just now.
I can't believe this was from 2017 and it's been.
But here's the question.
But wait, Matt, I want to. So it.
I have
Francesca,
a question.
From the way that you were saying this, it sounds like you are looking to burn the people who hang a diploma
in
their office.
Yeah, this is a burn.
But I would say, like, a lot of the people who do that is, say, a medical professional who needs to prove their qualifications.
That's often what's happening. No. If you go to a doctor, you're not like, let me see your diploma. You inherently accept that they are a real doctor.
But they do shove it in your face, though. Like, the diploma is there.
Is it?
I think it's there for reassurance. I mean, I'm not looking closely, but
it could be fake. That's the thing. Like, nobody, you don't put it through a scanner. There's not like anything that you do to verify. You don't call a number. You just see it on the wall and you're like, that checks out. It's not like a Scantron.
This should be an app on your phone that you just hold up to diplomas.
Here's what we have to do. Francesca, if you're okay with this, I would love to copy paste this into Twitter and see how this tweet does during the course of the show. I want to know in real time how this tweet
I love
does
that idea. And I do think there's something we need to know before we do that.
It's in all caps, you
Hold
guys.
On. And here's what's important to me. You have four drafts. This is one of them. Like, you saved this on purpose.
I don't.
All your other drafts are very recent.
Yeah.
So you're cleaning out your drafts, but this one
you're
made
like,
it.
Now that one's good.
Because you want to tweet
it. I don't think this is supposed to be a tweet. I think I was somewhere and I said this and it got a laugh and I was like, yeah, I'm writing that down. And then I just never did anything.
It's a tweet. It's a tweet in all caps.
Oh, no. Listen, people were really mad about a very gentle thing about email. This is, people are going to be like, I've saved all of these lives. Like, that's why I have a diploma.
Yeah, you may end up getting educated on like the history of medical malpractice.
Yeah, something that I do not want to know about.
It would be amazing to see how this performed in real time, though.
I know.
I want it to be under someone who is not associated with my name and see if it just.
I mean,
like,
I could almost tweet it.
Organically goes viral.
I see. I want to do that.
Tweet it and tag me.
Matt, how many followers do you have?
Like somewhere around 7,000.
Okay, so then it should be you because you have a bigger reach than me.
That works.
Let's tweet it and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Wait, you want me to tag you in it?
Oh, yeah. I want credit for it.
Okay.
I just don't want to be associated with it personally.
Wait. This is going to be fascinating because I often tweet things that like, people just kind of ignore. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But like, so, and I never tweet anything like this. Mm. Everything I tweet is like sports related.
Okay. So this is, you're taking a hard stance with this.
This is, yeah.
People are going to know you're quoting me, but they're going to think like, man, he really connected with that.
Oh, wait.
Quote.
We're sending it as a quote?
Well, that's how I mean, you can just send it as is you if you want. I mean,
here's my, gosh, I'm so torn because part of me is like, let's see, we can put your name on it,
mm-hmm.
but let's see how this does as a thought without any.
Okay. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. You want me to just tweet this?
I think as soon as
just tweet it.
I think it's important to just tweet it because I think if you put somebody's name on it, if it's like, this isn't me, this is something funny my friend said, immediately people are responding to it differently. I think the framing matters.
All right, so am I doing this in all caps?
Yes.
Yes.
Hanging up. Tweeted it.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, Lord. So exciting. I might give that a retweet.
I can't. Wow. That went a different direction than I was expecting it to. I was not expecting that to collapse on me.
Great. You got an RT.
Thank you.
35 seconds and it's not doing great. It's got one retweet.
Okay.
It's me. Francesca.
The story of my tweets is told more in hours, not minutes.
Okay, well, we'll see. Not seconds. Yeah, Francesca, it is a wild life that you lead on Twitter. Did you recently, you took a social media hiatus?
I did for a month, the shortest month of the year, February.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Was there anything that you gathered or learned or felt from it?
I felt less stress for sure. And I also had a lot of times where I was observing other people on social media in the wild and thinking, oh God, I hope I don't look like that.
Oh, interesting. Because I do think something happens and it's like you get sucked into a way of seeing.
I went to a birthday party, like a roller skating birthday party, and everyone roller skating was Insta-storying themselves.
Right.
And I was like, I would be doing that.
Everyone was what?
Like Insta-storying while they were roller skating.
You're not really there when you're doing that.
Yeah. You're just like filming yourself doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like skating and having a good time.
Yeah, you had a great time probably.
Yeah, I had a really good time. And I, my hips and legs were like burning. You know what I mean? I was getting low. I was doing like a little, you know, where you pick one foot up and you like sway to the side. Like I was dancing a little bit.
Where'd you go?
It was in L.A. It was some like really old skating rink, and it was really fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know what I can't stand is hashtags, when people hashtag their vacation.
Oh, when they relaxing, having a good time, blessed.
Oh, no, I mean like a friend group. No, that's fine. Live your life.
How dare
that's
you.
That's fine. I mean like when a group of friends go away and they make a unique hashtag for the vacation.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know allegedly it's so that they can track down the pictures later, but also 100% it is not.
No, it's totally not because you could just ask the people to give you the pictures.
Yes.
How do you feel about the hashtag for like a wedding?
It's
use
a
the
necessary
hashtag.
Evil.
I can understand that only because people will be taking pictures that you might not see.
Yes.
And those are totally different than what you pay for with a photographer. Like those are staged pictures, some candids. But I'm kind of creeped out when people use the wedding hashtag to like post selfies. Like I don't care.
Oh,
like, I want to see a picture of me walking down the aisle, not you before you got in the car to come to my wedding.
I think we wrote a sketch about this.
I think we did.
Yeah.
And I was doing like a PowerPoint about it and I was really mad.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like me.
Francesca, I would love to do a search alert into your email for F R A N N Y.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Search alert.
So we just typed in Franny.
Yes.
And this is not a nickname that you like.
No.
And I want to see how often it's been used. And it honestly only comes up 36 times. So people are not making this assumption.
No, people are pretty good about knowing that I don't like being called Franny. And my grandmother calls me Franny, but she doesn't email. She doesn't have internet.
What's this one at the bottom here?
Which one?
There looks like an explanation of some kind.
Troll.
Oh, that's in a Google document.
Oh, these are Google Docs. This is like book stuff. So actually because I hate the name Franny, a bunch of trolls call me Franny.
Got it.
Like, really?
Yeah. Like it's one of those things where I talked about how I hate being called Franny. So they all call me Franny. So like if someone does call me Franny, I know that they're a piece of shit.
That's or your grandma.
Or my grandma, which, you know, there's some overlap.
So there's nobody making this mistake. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. No. It is like a, like sometimes, okay, like actually this is a Broad City thing. Sometimes Alana calls me Franny sometimes via email.
Oh, so
and I like don't have the heart to tell her because I'm like, I really like her and she doesn't know that I don't like being called Franny. So I'll just take it.
But you still don't like it.
I you know what I feel like? I feel like it like infantilizes me.
Uh-huh.
And I also have such a deep association with my grandmother calling me that and me telling my grandma, I was like, hey, grandma, I really don't like being called Franny. And she was like, that other name is too long. And I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, Grandma.
That other name?
Like, she wouldn't even, like, wow. Listen, I love my grandma because she's my grandma, but, like, black grandmas are tough. Like, they do not give a fuck about your feelings. And I feel like she really takes deep pleasure in, like, just being mean. So, yeah.
Wow. That it other is... name, your given name.
Yeah, that other one.
Fascinating. Wait, I want to know, what is this one?
Which one? Cafe Encounter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what this is? This is from 2014.
Oh my God, there's a headshot attached to it. Hello, Franny. Whoa. It's Reginald, the gentleman you met at a coffee shop by Union Square and asked you the question if I recognized you. I was with my friend who had an afro and recognized you super late. How are you?
Wow, wait. Hold on. And just the headshot attached with no mention of it.
No, he attached a picture of himself. So that
pensive,
I would
very pensive.
I mean, like, it's a nice headshot. It's in black and white. Like, it's
a good looking guy.
Yeah, good looking guy.
But it's also a black and white headshot in 2014. So that's an old headshot in 2014.
I don't know if he's booking.
Yeah.
Is he?
He don't book.
But what? Wait, I can't even get past that. Why do we think the headshot is there? Because, like, this is the guy.
Maybe he wants me to remember who he is.
But wouldn't you say, hey, I attached my headshot, like, I don't even use LOL, but that's where I'd use it, haha. So you remember who I'm who I am, you know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah, no, that makes sense. He doesn't reference it at all.
Otherwise, you're reading this email and he's talking to you through his headshot. You know what I mean?
Like, the way he's looking deep into my eyes. Yeah. He's like, do you remember me at that coffee shop?
Yeah.
How did you not give this person your email?
I don't think I did.
Your response is fascinating. Can you please read your response?
So that he emailed me on October 1st. I responded on October 28th.
Which is, I will say, as a response to an email from a stranger, enough time has passed, the correct response is none. To me. But right. You are very thorough, I
guess. Yeah, I was trying to, like, clean out my inbox, practice what she preaches.
Right.
And I said, hey, sorry I'm so late. My inbox is rough. Thanks for saying hey. I'm good. Super busy, but no complaints. Thanks for saying hey. Hope you're well.
This is bananas. So this is an email that you sent to a person you met in a coffee shop who found your email address and sent you. This is
wait. Also, it's bananas. Not, it's sorry I'm so late. It's not sorry I'm so late. My inbox is rough. It's sorry I'm so late. My inbox is a rough.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. That was me, my brain inserting the correct grammar when, yeah, clearly I was typing quickly.
And also, I mean, this was a networking email that he sent you. Because as a response, you then hear back very thoroughly, not that you asked.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Oh, he waited a good minute to write back,
so
too.
So he wrote back November 5th. And it says, I am well, thank you, haha. I was planning to go to the new school for screenwriting and film production, but I took their option of just jumping right into the industry by doing Made in New York production assistant training. This way I can meet movers and shakers and also learn my craft from real world experience.
And then, Matthew, she responds.
This is one of the strangest.
You guys.
So that was, he waited 8 days to write to you. You wait 4, and what do you say?
Gotta take risks. Sounds exciting. Best of luck.
And then he waits a cool day. Oh, a few hours.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's the only way the greats become great. Smiley.
And then it ended.
And that's
naturally.
It.
This is one of the weirdest exchanges I've ever seen.
So
what?
Nuts.
I was being nice.
No, you're being extremely nice, and he's actually...
And he's like, he's being nice, too.
Yeah,
nobody's
everyone's being nice.
Bad.
Yeah.
As Matt said, it's just weird.
Guys, just some breaking news here.
Whoa.
2 likes... And the 1 retweet.
Oh, no responses?
No replies.
Oh, I got really
That's
excited.
9 minutes in, though. This thing could still take off.
Yeah, it could.
Can we go back to his headshot for one more second? I just want one more look before you go. Yeah, there it is.
It's a great headshot.
That's so funny.
I mean,
funny.
Yeah. Well, can we look him up, please, and see if he's gotten any
if
work?
If he's booked?
Yeah. I'd like to see
look
that.
Look him up on IMDb.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, jeez.
He's not on here.
Ouch. No. Let's just do a general Google real quick of him. There he is.
He's on Instagram. There's a lot. He's got a lot. He's doing mad photo shoots, though.
Mad shoots.
The Google images are popping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's like doing modeling stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
As he should.
Look,
things are going
him.
Great. He's still got the look. He's got blue steel
good
down
for
pat.
Him. You
got
to take risks, man. Put yourself out there.
And now doing photos in color.
Mm-hmm.
Francesca, it's time for my favorite segment.
Okay.
Are you on Goodreads?
Are you on Goodreads?
Oh, my God. Technically, yes.
This is a new segment we're doing. It's about 45 seconds long,
okay.
Usually. But if you've got You got more to add?
Okay. Normally the answer is no.
Okay, yeah. I am only because I wrote a book.
As a writer.
I wrote
right.
a book, so yeah.
But you don't use it to track your own books?
No, no.
Okay.
Nicole really needs some wants some Goodreads. New Goodreads friends.
Francesca.
Yes.
Do you ever save things on Instagram? Do you use the save function at all?
I do.
Faves and saves.
Like, I would to, like, love book, to know.
To like tab things. Like
yes.
I have little folders. I have nails. I have outfits.
Of course.
I have.
Log us in.
Oh, okay.
Is it just the angle I'm sitting at, or is your screen not very bright?
I have a screen protector.
Oh, wow.
You guys are learning all of my secrets for privacy, because I hate when you're on the train and like some weirdo starts looking at your phone. So as you can see, when you're sitting
and
on the side of me, it's pitch black.
The whole premise of this podcast is some weirdo's looking at your phone and your laptop.
Yep.
Okay, so I have nails, fits, yum. Design and home.
What are those? What nails I got?
Nails are nail things.
Right.
Fits are outfits.
Okay.
Oh, I would have thought it was fitness.
No.
Could be both.
Yum is food. Design is like, I love doing like brush lettering and like drawing. So
like
little.
Like print media.
Yeah,
kind of
like
stuff.
Little, not print media. And then home is like apartments and living rooms and.
Now, are you bookmarking stuff because you're like, ooh, this is what I want to do later? Or is it like, oh, I like yum?
It's a mix. Like yum is stuff that I would like to make eventually. I don't know if there are things in here that I have made. And then fits are outfits that I want to copy or things that I want to buy.
Uh-huh.
I think it needs to be said that your nails is your first, right?
Mm-hmm,
and you
mm-hmm.
you do have some,
prioritize.
You have a legit nail game working right now.
Yeah, thank you.
And you keep trying to press your phone with your nail and it's not working.
Well, I kind of use like the pad of my finger and then like my nail kind of clicks.
Yeah, there have been a few clicks that didn't work.
I'm not into ASMR, but I do love the sound of my nails clicking on my phone.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's very satisfying.
Also, having worked with you, you also have great typing.
Yeah,
typing
I've,
sounds.
I've definitely, yeah, I love the way that it sounds.
Can we get a little? Can
I think
we get
it
a little...
just sounds really official.
That's good. And those were your nails hitting.
Those are my, yeah, I type,
you type with
my,
your nails.
I type with my nails. Because it's too hard. If I type with my fingers, I have to just like stick my hands
yeah.
out and it's
right.
just
it's
like
just
very
mashing.
Unnatural.
I never thought of that. Does that hurt at all though?
No, it doesn't hurt.
Have you ever snapped a nail typing?
Oh, no. No, I have not.
Wait, I want to check out yums. Show us what's in yums.
Oh, okay.
And do you cook
and he's
a lot?
Back. He's back. The headshot's back on the screen.
Do I cook a lot? Oh my gosh, there's only two things in yums. Not that much. Oh, this is great. Hump day breakfast, toasted pumpernickel, arugula, avocado, cucumber, smoked salmon, half a cup mixed fruit and tea. I just wanted to make this.
And it's not even like that's necessarily a recipe so much as it's like a curated meal.
Yeah, and it's just pretty looking and it feels healthy.
So you didn't make it though?
No,
oh, yeah, that's
I did
a great,
it.
That's a beautiful picture though.
No, this is a guy that I follow. His name is Fit Men Cook and he's great. Like he just always posts really healthy food and like tells you how to make it.
Does he post photos of how fit he is as well?
Actually, he doesn't really post that many. He does post pictures of himself,
uh-huh.
but it's, I would say, 95% food and 5% him.
Gotcha.
Right.
And then, it's a healthy ratio.
Then the other thing is, I've never made this before, Parmesan zucchini spirals. It's like a zucchini on a skewer.
Oh, because they're also, they're not spiralizing the zucchini. They just hand, I'm watching a video, they just hand spiraled it.
Yeah. I don't follow enough of these, like, at home on my own, but I like watching people make food items.
There's some production,
on Instagram.
Production value to this video.
Yeah, it's like an overhead shot of someone cooking and cutting things up, and then it's just like all sped up, and then they show you the results. And yeah, I love it. I want to eat this, even though I've never had it before.
What they just dunk it in?
I don't know.
Was that the
some
cheese?
Sort of sauce?
Oh.
Let me see. What kind of sauce is this? Oh my gosh, wait, this is so weird. The person who made this recipe's name is Francesca. I never noticed that before.
That is wild, but spelled wrong.
I mean, technically, yes. My name is spelled with an H and theirs is not. Yeah,
that other name.
It doesn't. That's a callback. This doesn't say what that sauce. Oh, it says serve with your favorite dipping sauce. This is a mystery sauce.
We don't know what the dipping sauce is.
Nope.
Wow.
Hey, Francesca.
Mm.
Where's the beef?
You got beef?
Matt, that makes no sense. Matt, you just...
Do you ever beef with anybody on Twitter?
Of course, but here's what I want to know. Not just a general beef. Oh. Like, is there a time, because you're not afraid to engage with people on social mm-hmm. media. Is there a time where it was something that was really petty or like not, because you also talk with people about a lot of very high stakes things.
Yeah.
Have there been times where it's been not high stakes at all and you look back and you're like, I did not need to get into that argument about?
Yeah, you know what's funny is that I think I've been pretty good about cutting people off when they want to beef with me. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people, like, they really try to start an argument where there is none.
How right. do you do that? How do you stop it?
Usually I just say, okay. that might just end it by being like, okay. Sometimes I'm very passive aggressive and I'm like, best of luck. Uh-huh. With whatever it is you do.
What do you think about the thumbs up emoji as just a conversation ender?
Oh, I think that's very rude. I think it's very, really? Very rude. Yeah.
In any context or just if you're kind of having a disagreement?
It feels really passive aggressive. I'm like, oh my God, I booked my dream job. Thumbs up.
Oh.
I see.
Because there's no emotion in that thumbs up emoji.
Well, right. I feel the same about those like iMessage reaction buttons, because you can like hold on a message and you can put a thumbs up, you can put a heart, you can put a thumbs down, you can put an exclamation point or a question mark, and I hate those.
It's very unsatisfying to get.
You get a notification for it, and then you're like, oh, someone wrote me back, and then they just did a thumbs up.
I know I'm not supposed to talk about friendship on this podcast anymore, but I have been scolded for that.
I'm like, you answer me, ho. Like, if I write you a dissertation in our text, I need some verbalization.
I think Nicole might have thumbsed up me the other day. I'm trying to find out.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. If it's something like, hey, I'll see you in 5 minutes, thumbs up suffices.
Yeah.
Or we can have dinner at this time. Like you're completing the conversation.
Yes.
Then I think that makes sense. But if I'm telling you something that needs like a verbal response
right.
from, I do think that's kind
of no. Like I booked my dream job, and then you get the thumbs up click.
Right.
Like, that's cold.
What's the dream job? When does it start? Like no follow up questions. Thumbs up.
I mean,
I will also say I booked my dream job, and going for the thumbs up instead of the heart is also pretty fucked up, even within the context.
I don't think a heart would make it any better.
I agree.
Like, oh, I love that. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, even like. Holy shit, exclamation point. It'd be so much better than like...
Yes. Or like a gif of Beyonce like right. clapping or something.
Right.
You had to search for. A little bit of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Show me you care.
Now, there's a certain amount of enthusiasm that needs to be expressed for good news. What about if you're venting? Are you also picky about what kind of feedback you get? Like what kind of commiseration you get? Because that's where I get upset.
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. I mean, when I'm venting... I like really just want to get it out more than I want to commiserate.
You don't
like,
need
just,
validation.
Right. I just want to get it off of my chest. Like someone needs to hear this.
Right.
Like it might be you. It might be Twitter. It might sit in my drafts for however many years.
Right.
So I'm okay with that. Even like angry emojis, I'm okay with those.
Oh, interesting. If I express something and I get back like an ugh, bummer back, I'm like, oh, guess who I'm mad at now?
Oh, no.
Now it's you. I changed it.
Oh, yeah. Bummer definitely doesn't
convey.
What about like, oh, that's brutal. What do you think about that?
Brutal is good. Any specificity, but even like an ugh is like, well, yeah, you got 2 seconds, then you're
my
in trouble.
My best friend always says draining.
Oh, I love that.
And now when I use it, I don't use it earnestly. I use it kind of as a joke of him.
Oh, it's already become like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he says it so much.
That's
but
really
yeah,
funny.
Draining is his go-to response.
That's a good one, though. In its initial stages, before it has become like a parody of itself, draining
right.
is really good.
I agree.
It's time for parental alert.
Parental units.
Is that what we call it?
Oh, God. We do this every time.
I
think it's parental units.
Okay.
You insist on calling it parental alert, which
doesn't
make sense.
This must be so exhausting to people who listen because they're more
they
aware
what
of what
is.
I'm doing.
It might be exhausting to your co-host as well.
Well, that's too bad. I really don't listen to the
they're
show.
They're listening along and saying the name of the segment.
Ugh. Yeah, well, I'm a child.
And Nicole, parental alert is how she usually does it. She's so excited about it. It's not even the name of the fucking thing.
But Francesca, do you have any fun email threads or emails from your parents?
Yeah, I'm sure I do. I'll search.
Or it could also be text.
Let me just search my mom. So here's the thing. My mom is very formal, like to a fault.
Uh-huh. I like that.
Let's see.
Your grandmother doesn't email, does she?
No, she doesn't. My grandmother doesn't have internet. this is me sending my mom a lot of stuff. Like, I send her pictures of outfits and things. Oh, my mom sends me prayers.
Forwarded with no comment.
This is my mom just sending me a prayer that says, holding to this faith, we are continuing to pray for Francesca.
Oh, so she has prayers done for you.
Yeah, like she requests her church pray for me, and then they have got a 24/7 prayer support email line, and then they will pray for whoever.
So she
you
put
are.
Your name into a field.
Yeah, and then they just plug and played my name.
And then so like you said, 24/7. So she sends this out. Somebody's alarm goes off. They wake up in the middle of the night. They do an immediate prayer for you.
Yes, yes. There's someone. It says, "We're praying with you."
Wow. This is a whole world I did not know
how
about.
Many of these have you gotten? A lot of these?
Okay, I'm just going to search "We're praying with you" in my email.
Yes. And, There's a few there. One there.
Here's one, two, three. Yeah, so this one's from like 2016. I'm sure there's new ones.
Oh, yeah, here's a new one from February 11th.
Here it is.
So is this like career stuff that she's thinking, or is it just in general?
I don't know. These are just very – it's like the exact same message. it's a standard message.
What – flavor of church is this?
Oh, this is a non-denominational, everybody's welcome, you can wear jeans and flip-flops.
Oh, wow.
Like, and there's also people, since it's non-denominational, there are like Jewish folks there, and on Jewish holidays, like we're at, like, it's like empty.
Oh, like, interesting.
Yeah, they're like, oh, all right, I gotta go do like my holiday with my family. Yeah, it's a little woo.
I grew up Catholic, and the first time I went to like a non-denominational Christian mass, I was like, what is going on? I was like, there's no props. There's no structure.
They don't really say Jesus.
People are in flip-flops.
They're just like, love everyone, do the right thing. And it's like, oh, I agree with all of those things. Like, that sounds fair.
What's funny about this is there's something very sweet about your mom forwarding this to be like, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah.
But there's also a little bit of like showing your work kind of like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I want
braggy.
Credit. I want credit
braggy.
Too.
Yes.
It's like, I'm doing this nice thing for you, but I do want credit.
Yes. Also, can we check? I want to check the timestamp of when it got sent to her and when she forwarded it to you.
10:32 a.m. She sent it to me at 6:55 a.m.
The next day.
Wow. Yeah, so she had some stuff to do first.
Yes.
She did not forward it right away.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to see if there's anything else fun from my mom?
I want to know, have you gotten any good selfies from your dad?
Oh, my God.
I also want an example of your mom's formalness.
Oh,
which you mentioned.
Oh, that's right. You do need an example of that. Okay, let me see if my dad sent me any good selfies, because he really loves to do that.
And Matt, just a quick check-in. No movement on the tweet.
We're checking in here on the tweet, the viral tweet that I sent, just confirming... Looks like we are at 2 likes, 1 retweet, holding steady after about 27 minutes.
That's what I told you.
You're getting a really – this is not a selfie, but on April 8th, my dad sent me a picture of himself and my grandmother. I don't know why.
I should RT it. Should I quote tweet it?
Open it. But my grandmother is giving my dad a very disapproving look.
Yeah, this is not a picture that you sent.
because she's just like crabby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, that's like a what the hell is wrong with you look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is her
gotcha.
Default.
And what is his caption on it?
Life is good. Been watching you. All I can say is life is good. Love you, Francesca. Ciao and hello.
Can I make an observation? You use a very big font on your texts.
Listen, is this big?
Yes,
yeah, that's old.
It's
that
big.
Is old
it
person
is?
Font. Yeah,
yes.
That's...
Yours looks like.
Yeah, that's absolute enormous old person font.
No, this isn't that big.
That's the equivalent of the invoice font we put at the top of your email.
No.
Like here, look. That's.
Oh, yeah, yours. Oh,
yeah,
my
Nicole.
God. First of all, your phone is
Yeah, your phone is tiny, Nicole. Nicole has a little phone.
Your phone looks like a Play School mobile
Nicole
phone.
Has a Hobbit phone.
It's an SE.
Okay, so yes, my font is big. Well, I'm trying to be kind to my eyes. I look at my phone a lot.
Okay, well, so just make it clear. She went from not accepting that it was big to justifying why it's so big.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me see if I can find one of my mom's formal-ass emails. Wait, let's just
Did she
this.
Just email you a second ago?
Did she?
I thought you had, like, an unread email from her of a Google alert or something.
Oh, yeah. So I get Google alerts, and the Daily Mail wrote an article about my tweets.
Gotcha.
I sent it to my mom, and she says, "This article appeared in my news clips this morning, but didn't note it was Daily Mail. That's why I asked if your Twitter lesson had gone viral."
That's pretty formal.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember one time spending the night at a friend's house for a few nights because my mom's going to a conference, and her parents were cracking up because my mom sent them a letter, like, with me to give to them.
Like, and the letter, to your sweater?
She gave this me this letter and was like, can you give this to Megan's parents? I gave it to them. And then it said something along the lines of, I will retrieve Francesca on this date. And they were like, why did your mom say retrieve? And I was like, I don't know. That's how she is.
Oh, that's amazing. I wish we had that letter.
I know. But my mom does get Google alerts, but I sent this to her because I just thought it was funny. I was like, why did they write an article about this?
About the Twitter thread?
Yeah. I mean, Daily Mail, I guess. Thank you.
And the stock photo they used. We talked about this.
Oh, yeah. They used a stock photo of a girl that is, her ethnicity is questionable. I don't know.
They went ambiguous.
Oh, yeah. She's ambiguous. She's like a spicy something.
It's a Shutterstock photo.
Yeah. It's definitely not me, though.
Oh, wait. But there's nine pictures. They must be
I think they're pictures of the tweets.
Or is it a slideshow of this woman? Can we confirm?
Of her day.
I need to know whether this is a slideshow of her.
How do I go through the slideshow? Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is the tweets.
It's just my tweets.
Got it.
I also like GIFs of myself. Don't judge. You're jealous.
That's delightful.
How do people have 160,317 unread emails?
Yeah, what is insane.
That is an atrocity. It's probably porn.
Oh, I guess so. Definitely a lot of it is spam. Nobody's. Yeah. I have not gotten 160,000 important emails.
Which
in
is
my
why
life.
I don't understand why you wouldn't delete them. It's spam.
You read all your emails, but you keep stuff in your inbox. You don't archive stuff.
No, I mean, sometimes I'll delete things, but most of it stays in my inbox. The subject is USPS, and my mom says, the system responded that due to technical difficulties, no information was available. Call back later. I asked to be transferred to an agent for an 1 hour wait. I've been on hold 90 minutes. I don't want to hang up yet.
Is this her asking you for tech support, basically, or... Or is this?
This was my mom was sending me a package of stuff from Christmas that I couldn't fit into my suitcase, and it didn't get delivered. And so my mom was calling to find out if the package was lost.
And she waited 90 minutes on hold.
I can't believe she was on hold for so long.
And your response is a daughter's response.
The website says it's at the post office. My guess is it'll be delivered today.
Now, you inserted punctuation into that email, but there was not punctuation in that email. Yeah. That's all written as one sentence.
Okay, but she knows how to read it.
Yes.
Yeah, she knows. There's might be a little bit of tone there, though.
I was on my phone, clearly. I just was, like, firing away.
You also, you know the N 1 hour wait is deliberate. Like, she put that A-N in there.
Oh, she's being
there.
Formal.
Yes. Mm-hmm,
yeah, because mm-hmm. It is technically
Yeah, but that
accurate,
reads
right?
so strange. Yes, technically it is correct because it starts with a vowel.
Right.
But one sounds
N1.
Like, so, yeah, it should be a 1 hour wait. But whatever, I'll let her have it.
All right, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
Francesca,
okay.
Would you please return to email roulette?
Yes.
Read us this email.
Please remit payment at your earliest convenience for the following services. Graphic design, 25-ish an hour plus 30-ish hours a week plus, I'm going to say 4 weeks, equals $2,500. Print media, $100. Minus snacks consumed, dried snacks / fruit, $25 times 4-ish bags equals $150. Wi-Fi included, $150 times 9 months equals $950 strike through, total $2,350. Please remit within 90 Ds. DYS.
Easily the scariest, weirdest part of this email is the please remit within 90 D, capital Y, capital S. That's like, there's something real creepy about that part.
Okay.
This is a very visual one. We really did design this well.
Yes.
Oh,
do you want me
email.
To read this?
Sorry,
question?
I thought you meant the question.
No, I meant the episode.
Okay.
Do you want me to read the do you want me to read the question?
Yes.
Okay, Francesca, here's the deal, okay?
Okay.
You have one chance to get this right.
Mm.
Nicole and I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Nicole also has bad intentions. She won't help you.
That's not true.
Well, she might.
Anyway,
she might.
You get fully one
okay,
shot.
I'm gonna help you.
Yes.
But I'm useless. YouTube has an insane number of how-to videos among its insane number of regular videos. Okay, a little commentary there from Rachel. What is the number one searched how-to? A, how to boil eggs. B, how to tie a tie. C, how to lose weight. D, how to kiss. This can be the first sentence is just to throw us off.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
What is the number one searched how-to on YouTube?
Ooh.
Boil eggs, tie a tie, lose weight, kiss.
I'm going to say tie a tie.
Oh, you're just – this. You don't want to talk about it? You just – that's it? You're there? Usually we take a little time. We stall.
Okay. So I think boiling an egg, I can't see many people eating boiled eggs like that. Do you know what I mean? Like a boiled egg is
not
– Hold on. Your issue is not that it's too simple. Your issue is that not enough people are eating boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs are not good. Like, I mean, it could be related to how to lose weight. Because I feel like if you're eating boiled eggs, you're like a bodybuilder or something.
Maybe.
But so you're trying to combine two of the answers? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, if people were searching for that, maybe that's why. Because the average person is not trying to eat a hard-boiled egg. They're not satisfying and... I mean, just why would you do that to yourself?
Nicole, how do you feel about hard-boiled eggs?
Not a fan, but you take a hard-boiled egg, you do some stuff to it, you got a deviled egg.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And, like, do you take the shell off first before you boil it? You know people don't know that. People are probably
asking that. You can't hard-boil an egg without a shell.
You're going to tell me there's no one who hasn't had that who has had that question. That question has definitely come up.
You know what? I'm going to tell you there's no one.
I mean, I think that you really, really need a lot of help if you're breaking the egg and then putting it into boiling water.
I can guarantee people have made that mistake.
Okay.
So the world's a big place,
maybe,
guys.
Maybe you're really talking about yourself, but okay.
Possibly. I'm not going to say yes or no. Okay. How to boil eggs. How to tie a tie, which you've already declared
as
your answer.
I think how to tie a tie is, I mean... tying a tie is difficult. It's something that a lot of people need to do in high-stress situations, like they're going to a big meeting, they're graduating, it's their wedding day.
I learned from Ask Jeeves how to tie a tie. Remember
Ask
Jeeves?
So you did search it.
I did.
Okay.
I did, yeah.
So you can see, like, that is a reasonable choice. You need to tie a tie. You know what I mean?
Now my counterpoint is...
It's too obvious.
My counterpoint is it's too obvious. My counterpoint is also you could ask a person, whereas how to lose weight, which is what my guess would be, is something where, like, you're not going to ask a person.
You're maybe embarrassed. You don't want
how to lose weight or how to kiss?
Not how to kiss. That's
gross. No.
That's my sleeper. That's my sleeper pick, guys. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. I don't think you can explain to someone how to kiss, though. That's kind of the big problem. That's one of those things where you learn by doing.
And imagine watching the weirdest YouTube video.
Yeah. Just watching people kiss
Also, just like hard-boiled eggs, nobody wants that. Nobody wants
that. To kiss?
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true. It's icky. Mm-hmm. It's
yes.
icky.
Wait, fuck. If I get this wrong, I have to send this. Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay,
so
wait a
you're
second.
Not quite
okay.
Feeling
okay,
so.
Okay, okay, okay. Wait a second.
Now, that shouldn't change your answer necessarily.
Well, because, no, you know why? It should change my answer because I made that answer and I was like, well, you know what? I could get this wrong. But now I'm
I
really don't want to get this wrong. You definitely told me that before you asked me the question.
Right.
I'm going to stick with my answer.
Do you want to close your eyes for a second and see if that's still the answer that shows up? Sometimes we do that. It's called the mind tunnel, mind palace. You go in there and
mind palace.
I'm closing my eyes.
They go down. You're walking down a hallway.
Yeah.
This won't take too long. You're going to go around a bend. Mm. There's a door at the end of that hallway. You're going to open it up. And what do you see in there?
A man struggling to tie a tie.
That's your answer then.
Yeah.
Rachel? Rachel says no.
Wait, what was...
Kiss. It's kiss, isn't
really?
It?
Really?
Disgusting.
I knew it.
How to kiss. God, it's children. Kids are looking that up.
I hope so.
Really?
You hope?
No, I mean, I hope that if you're an adult, you know how to kiss.
I want you guys to be really totally honest with me, okay?
Yeah.
Are none of us going to go home and look up that some of those YouTube videos?
No.
Chance?
I know how to kiss.
No chance?
No, I absolutely 100% cards on the table have looked it up before.
Oh,
I'm interested. Sometimes you just want to be like, am I doing it right?
I just want to see what the genre is about. You know what I mean? I just want to get an idea of what's being put into it.
Sure.
You know?
I hope
is it
it's,
one person? Is
I
it
hope
two?
It's people just sitting in their bedrooms explaining kissing.
Talking.
Like, not actually
any.
Showing. Just
right.
One person straight right. to camera.
With their kiss school diploma hanging right behind them.
All right, so you gotta send that email.
Though. Oh crap! Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I forgot. Okay, sent. That's
beautiful.
Ugh, I have a feeling that this person's gonna get that email and then want to like network with me and send me their headshot.
Yes. Absolutely.
Just in case I forgot what they look like.
I think you're only going to get a headshot back. Oh, you might not get any text.
Gosh, I hope so.
Three likes. It's up to three likes, guys.
Who are these people? Is there anything you want to promote?
No, I don't have anything. And I'm also all over the internet on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And I have a web series called MTV Decoded, which is on Facebook, that you should watch. The end.
And if you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
How do you want to be introduced, though?
Sorry, that was like
no, that was
not
the absolute
answer.
Right noise.
That was not an answer at all. It was a sound. I'm a writer, actress, producer, author, Francesca Ramsey.
Yes, perfect. And wait, can I ask? You want to be actress, not actor?
Ooh, I don't take actress as a slight, and that's like no shade to people that do.
Yeah, yeah,
but
no.
I'm okay with being called actress.
I don't take it as a slight either. But there is something to me a few years ago when I started saying actor that was like. It sounded more serious, I think, which is a fucked up thing. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I could be an actor slash actress.
Oh, that's great.
There you go.
That might be too many hyphenates, though. We'll see.
No, do it.